Now Shabbos to the Chavei, reading this week's Parsha is Parshas Ekev, the beautiful Parsha which brings us into the world of the beauty of Eretz Yisrael, the history of the Jewish people and our connection to the land of Israel. Bezrat Hashem, we read about Birkat HaMazon, the only blessing that comes from the Torah, the only blessing that is biblical, V'achalta, V'savata, V'irachta. Hashem tells us that when you enjoy a good meal, you have that sustaining food, and you eat, and you feel full. You should bless Hashem, you should thank Hashem, you should appreciate that experience. There's a deep connection between benching, between Birkat HaMazon, and the land of Israel. Of course, it comes in the middle of this beautiful description of the beauty of the land of Israel. The first bracha we know of Birkat HaMazon, published by Moshe Rabbeinu, it speaks about Hashem, it speaks about our relationship with God in a sort of a distant way. Kulo, betuvo, bechein, bechesed, rachamim. We speak about Hashem. Moshe, we know, never made it into the land of Israel. There's a distance with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we're not connected to Eretz Yisrael. We're not connected to the land of Israel. The second blessing, Nodelacha, Valakol, we're speaking to Hashem. That's Yehoshua. Yehoshua brought us into the land. We see this transition between a Jew who's disconnected from the land of Israel to a Jew who's connected to the land of Israel. Bezrat Hashem, Parshas Ekev gives us the opportunity to connect to Am Yisrael, connected to Eretz Yisrael. That's what it means to be a Yid, to have a connection with Hashem that's direct, that's not as looking what is in front of us, but it's being in it. It's being connected. Bezrat Hashem, we should be zocha to say the Birkat HaMazon through our connection to Hashem. Modim anachnu lach. We thank Hashem in our relationship, everything that He's given us. For wonderful Shabbos, Shabbat Shalom, good Shabbos, good Shabbos.